Growing up in India, I never met an openly gay person.
That's reporter Deepak Singh with a personal take on the Indian Supreme Court decision.
I went to a boys-only high school in Lucknow. It was home to the rowdiest boys in the city. Students were known for cutting class, picking fights, chasing girls. Boys who seemed a little less than masculine got teased until they dropped out. But no one was ever called gay or homosexual, because no one there knew what homosexuality was. At least I didn't. The idea that a man would not be interested in girls was unthinkable. How could that be possible? We thought if you're not a man, you've got to be a woman. If you're not a woman, you have to be a man. And if you were neither, well, there was only one other thing you could be, a hijra. Hijras, who were called eunuchs, are often perceived as a third sex in India. The first time I encountered an openly gay person was when I moved to the United States. My first boss in Virginia was a great manager. She taught me many things, and I sought her help every time I had a problem. She often referred to one of her female friends as her husband, but I didn't understand what she meant, so I laughed it off. Once at a party at her house, she gave me a tour and showed me her bedroom. She said, "This is where I sleep with my husband," meaning her female friend. She looked at my confused face and just laughed. Since then, I have worked with several wonderful people of different sexual orientations. I have asked them stupid questions, and they have happily answered me. I have learned a lot from them and a lot about them, and I'm very fortunate that I got the chance to do so. Yesterday, I found out that India's Supreme Court reinstated a colonial law banning gay sex. I don't know how I would have felt about a decision like this a decade ago, but today, my heart grieves to hear the news.
That was reporter Deepak Singh. He now lives in South Bend, Indiana.